Welcome to this podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm at the IFC's manufacturing conference in Marrakech, Morocco. And joining me today is Irachi Pardo, who's the Finance and Treasury Director and Corporate Purchasing Officer at CIE Automotive, an industrial group specializing in high value-added processes. Welcome to the podcast, Irachi.
Hello, Ian.
We've just been discussing sustainability in manufacturing. So what does sustainability mean for your business and how does it frame your future strategy?
Okay, sustainability and profitability are the two parts of the binomial that makes up the DNA of the Automotive Group. When we talk about sustainability, we put the focus on our activity development within a strict ethical framework, which contributes to the social development of our environment, the responsible management of resourcing, paying special attention to respect and care of our people, and preservation of the environment. Therefore, it's not just about getting profitability, but how it is achieved. Our main goals for us, talking about sustainability, are ethic commitment, eco-efficiency in production, process and environment improvements, active listening, because we think that active listening is really important, proactivity and communication to our stakeholders groups. Of course, sustainability in our investment policies, not only on equipment, but due diligence in our inorganic growth are important.
You talked about active listening. Listening to whom?
To our stakeholders. Not only customers, suppliers, governments, workforce, the 9 identified stakeholders that we have.
This event in Marrakech is focusing a lot on technology. How are you finding technology impacting and improving the sustainability of your manufacturing processes?
Technological development is certainly key. The integration of 4.0 technology in our processes, not only manufacturing, but management ones, allow us a fast measure, indicators establish and monitor them and define improvement action plans. Those improvement action plans mainly focus on energy efficiency programs, CO2 emission programs, identify and invest on tools to track the performance, environmental water footprint calculation, social impacts and environmental through the life of our products. So we were talking about before about circular economy control impacts. At the end, monitor to stakeholder expectation and needs that are of course changing day after day, okay? Without technology, we think that it's not possible to embrace all those goals.
We talked a bit about how the Sustainable Development Goals are helping businesses to engage with what sustainability means for them. How much do you use the Sustainable Development Goals in your strategy planning?
Really, the biggest impact that certainly translates into a business benefit has been an open and transparent communication. A company completely aligned with suppliers, with workers, with customers, in some location fully aligned with governance, not worldwide, because not all the governance are fully aligned on these sustainability goals. Of course, with our investors that I mentioned before, one of the key points for our investor with finance entities is key, and with finance entities too. We invest, even financially speaking, in sustainable way. That is getting the money, the same money, but committed to programs that we are going to reduce control efficiency, energy efficiency. We are putting in place programs for women to be integrated in the organization. We think that really the sustainability has enormous positive impacts in our company.
Sure. What about the positive impacts then that you've found from your move to a more sustainable approach? And have there been any unexpected benefits for you?
Well, the unexpected benefit, I would say, that has been internally speaking, that some years ago, generally speaking, the workforce management, we considered that it was kind of a marketing work, sustainability, and now it's not. We are 100% sure, and all the company understand that it's part of us, okay? So this is the really unexpected and really important change for us.
I guess, as a finance and treasury director, clearly, right at the top of the business then, sustainability is something that's being taken seriously and in your business plan, no doubt, as well. So what have been the principal challenges for you then in developing your sustainable approach, and have you overcome them?
Well, when we started working on it and the organization at all levels see the difference, there is no turning back. We have understood that we need to develop sustainability programs. That's why I mentioned that we have a business strategy plan, that we have a social responsibility strategy plan that runs in parallel to our financial business plan. So this development of sustainability programs worldwide, okay, we are defining the common ones that can be, I mean, the minimum that can be established and developed worldwide speaking. We are getting feedback from the countries for all those specific programs, developing programs, that we have to be aware and attend on those countries, because if they are a potentially program that not the same in India or in Europe, okay? For us, as I will mention, our goal is finish 2025 strategy plan with really all those programs in place.
So 2025 is your current timeline, your horizon for year?
Yeah, it will be the next strategic plan that will be born next year, okay? 2020-2025. And hopefully you will see all the improvements and the goals that we are going to achieve.
And thank you, listeners, for being with us. We are at the conference and there have been some background noises, but I hope not taken away too much from the insight we've had from our guests. But thank you very much, Arantxa.
Thank you to you. Thank you very much.